It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull tonight here on WCDO, live from Afton Central School. It's the start of our doubleheader Friday here on CDO as we have the Afton girls taking on the BG Bobcats here at 6 o'clock. We'll have the boys coming up at 7:30. So it's our doubleheader Friday. We've done five games in four nights this week. So we'll do the doubleheader tonight. We did games on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's been a busy week of sports here on CDO, but that's why we are your Tri-County Heartbeat and your Tri-County Sports Leader. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Of course, we just saw these BG Lady Bobcats on Wednesday night. It was a rematch of last year's MAC championship game as the Lady Bobcats were overtaking on the Delhi Lady Bulldogs, and BG falling in that game 36-30. And I think both coaches, Todd Bruce for Delhi and Bob Conway for Bainbridge Guilford, would say, you know, that wasn't our best effort the other night. We weren't getting the shots to fall. Things just weren't going our way. And in the end, Delhi just got hot, right place, right time. In the last couple of minutes, Logan Bruce was able to make some shots and put that one away for Delhi. It's exactly the way it went last year for those two teams as well. Delhi won the regular season matchup, and then the Lady Bobcats went on to win the MAC championship at SUCO in February. So we'll see how the script plays out, because, folks, there's a lot of very good teams in the MAC this year on the girls' side. You have BG, Delhi, Sydney, Unadilla Valley. I mean, there's some very, very good teams that are all going to be in contention when it comes down to February. Tonight, our matchup, though, is Afton and BG. And, boy, does it get much better than that in terms of the MAC, just separated by about 5 or 6 miles here on Route 7. And just, you know, everybody seems to know each other, whether it's in the community, the teachers in the schools, and especially the kids. So it's a rivalry where you get on the bus, 10 minutes later, you're at the opposing school, and you're ready to go. And it's just one that I think you can throw out the records, you can throw out all the stats and everything, and it's just going to be a grudge match. And I think that's what I expect here tonight between these two teams. I expect that on the boys' game later as well. It should be a great game later on. The boys, of course, in Afton, featuring Kyle Hinman, a guy who's averaging over 20 a game. And, of course, on the other side, you have Sean Jones and Trevor Hallequist, who are a great 1-2 punch for the BG Bobcats. So we're going to have basketball all night long for you. Maybe you're staying home, decorating the tree, wrapping presents, heading out to a Christmas party, whatever it might be. We'll be here for you tonight on CDO. Of course, the girls' game at 6 o'clock. We'll have a little bit of a break in between. Then we'll have the boys' game coming up about 7:30. So it's going to be a full night of Christmas music and hoops here on CDO. Set to be a good one. I think if you're Afton, we talked a little bit about Bainbridge Guilford, but they have some athletes. Of course, everyone knows Afton for their softball program. And I have to give a lot of credit to a lot of these girls on this Afton team. They're playing basketball. They're also playing winter softball right now. They're going down and traveling all down south and getting in the work that's going to pay off for them come springtime. And we know that they're going to have their hands full. The MAC softball, again, absolutely incredible between Deposit, Afton, and Sydney. It's going to be some of the best softball that we've seen in a long, long time. Of course, Deposit's a defending state champion from Class D. Sydney won the MAC last year, and Afton is right there as well, losing to Deposit by one run in the Section 4 final. So anyways, that's the softball mix of it, but I just wanted to give credit to these Afton girls because they're playing softball right now. They're also putting their time in the gym here on the hardwood and getting it done on the basketball court. You have Shakari Koss, of course, a great player on the softball field and probably one of the best players out here tonight here for this Afton Lady Crimson Knight squad. Paige Polizzi, also a very good softball player and is going to see a ton of minutes here tonight. She was just awarded an All-Star Award over in the Pat Grasso tournament in Lawrence, put in 20 points as Afton won an overtime game in the consolation over there at the Grasso tournament, 41-39. Against Gilbertsville Mount Upton. And then they come back and they get a big win here at home on Tuesday against Deposit, 50-38. So this is a team that's starting to find their way, starting to find some momentum. Of course, Alex Alford, too, is another person I wanted to mention, as well as Keegan Winans. Those are all players that are going to chip in here tonight and do an excellent job. And they're going to have their hands full watching some of these really talented guards for Bainbridge Guilford. We know Abby Selfridge and Becca Reyes are absolutely fantastic, but you know, athlete for athlete, it's a great matchup. It's just, can Afton execute here tonight and get things done the way we know they can? So it's going to be a great matchup here tonight between the BG Lady Bobcats and the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. Of course, the girls game at 6, the boys game at 7:30. It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have the national anthem and the starting lineups as we get underway between BG and Afton. Doubleheader Friday. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop Photoshop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
We're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
Thank you. Thank you. We were going to use this time to shamelessly promote all of the awards that the Penny Savers won recently, like first place, general excellence in New York State, second place, general excellence nationally, plus 14 more. And that's just for our Norwich and Sydney editions. But in all honesty, we wouldn't have won any of these awards over the years were it not for this. Our dedicated employees, thousands of advertisers who've placed their trust in us, and the 75,000 plus loyal households who welcome the Penny Saver into their homes and online. For that, we should be applauding you. Thank you.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO as we get set for a girls matchup between Afton and Bainbridge-Guilford. Starting lineups underway right now. Let's bring those to you. Of course, as part of our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and a proud sponsor of WCDO Sports. First for the visiting BG Lady Bobcats, a junior wearing number 10, Abby Miller, a freshman wearing number 11, Abby Selfridge, a sophomore wearing number 13, Jillian Canestra, a junior wearing number 22, Becca Reyes, and a sophomore number 25, Megan Palmatier. Head coach for BG is Bob Conway. On the other side for the Afton Lady Crimson Knights, a senior wearing number 00, Shakari Koss, a junior wearing number 3, Paige Palizzi, a junior number 5, Keegan Winans, a senior number 32, Brittany Palmatier, and a senior number 35, Alex Alford. And head coach of the Afton Lady Crimson Knights is Lacey Stanton. So Afton will wear their home white uniforms here tonight with the black and the red trim, says Afton in black lettering across the front of the uniform there. And the BG Lady Bobcats, they are the road team here tonight. They're in their road navy blue uniforms with the white trim, and it says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So we'll get set for the jump ball here as Afton is finishing up their starting lineups. A nice crowd here tonight, and that's because we have the doubleheader, which is really a quad matchup. They do the two JV games, boys and girls, and then they also do the two varsity games here tonight. So a lot of these MAC schools are going to these quad games, and if they have two gyms, they are able to do that. They can have the JV boys in one gym, the JV girls in another, and then get the varsity showdown underway in the main gym. So it's a really neat idea, because if you have kids on both teams or something along those lines, you only have to go to the one place, and you get to see all the ball games. So that's certainly a nice idea. We'll see if more schools go with that as time goes on. So both teams getting their final instructions. Of course, head coach Bob Conway would have loved to have been in his practice on Thursday after the loss to Delhi on Wednesday night to hear what he had to say, because, you know, his team didn't play the best that they could the other night against Delhi on the road. He probably feels like they left one out there, and we'll see how they play here tonight on the road against Afton, a team who is really ready to go up against one of their big-time rivals. So we'll jump it up. Afton will go right to left, and BG left to right to start things off here. 8 minutes on the clock in the first quarter. We are underway, and BG will win the opening tip, and Canestra will bring it down the floor. She passes for Abby Miller left side. Miller with a pump fake for Palmatier in the corner. BG looking at the options here on defense as they send it for Abby Miller on the left side, back for Canestra. Three ball, got it. Canestra from downtown, just like she started the game the other night against Delhi with 2 3-pointers. She hits a three here, and it's a 3-0 lead, and now a steal by Bainbridge-Guilford. They go left to right, and Palmatier, who picked it off, brings it down the left side. Back for Canestra once again. Canestra has the ball and passes it to the right side for Abby Miller. Miller working it back for Canestra, top of the key, as they move the ball around here for Abby Selfridge in the corner. Gets to the 10, up and in for Selfridge. She gets 2 points right off the bat. It's 5-0, Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Afton with 7:05 to go in the first quarter. Palizzi loses the ball on the near side as she gets her way through the trap and now tries to pass to the right side, but again picked off here by Abby Miller. Miller picks up the loose change but then throws it away. Too tall for Canestra on the far side and into the Afton bench, so the Lady Crimson Knights will get it back. I think Afton just needs a solid possession here to settle in. 6:50 to go in the first quarter, and BG has jumped out to a 5-0 lead in our girls' contest tonight on CDO. And here is Keegan Winans to the right side, finds Alford, and she will travel as she tried the pump fake, and so possession goes right back to Bainbridge-Guilford. 6:42 to go in the first quarter, BG 5 and Afton nothing. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO, glad to have you. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. Canestra, left side for three. This one clanks off the rim. Rebound for BG. Miller can't get it to go, but Selfridge picks up the loose change, but then has her pocket picked, and Afton will come away with Palizzi. 6:25 to go first quarter. Down the right wing and across the half-court timeline, Palizzi finds Winans. And now she tries a little give and go back to Palizzi, and it's knocked away. BG will bring it down here with Jillian Canestra. Canestra to the right side for Miller. Miller a bounce pass for O'Hara, who's checked into the game. Her jumper right side, no good. And Alford with the rebound there, wearing number 35 tonight for the Lady Crimson Knights. We're 2 minutes in, and BG has a 5-0 lead in the girls' contest here of our doubleheader tonight between BG and Afton on CDO. Keegan Winans, top of the key. Shot clock is at 15. Man-to-man defense here for the Lady Bobcats. Here's Koss, wearing number 00, nowhere to go, and finds Alford again, top of the key, trying to get the offense going. Keegan Winans steps in, jumper left side, off the mark, no good. Ball bounces towards the BG bench, and the Zebra Crew says it's going to go back to the Lady Bobcats. So 5:35 to go in the first quarter. Reyes has been subbed out early here for BG, and Molly O'Hara has come in instead. No fouls or anything have been called, so Reyes quickly comes out of the ball game, and head coach Bob Conway must have a method to his madness there, as O'Hara will come in early. 5:25 to go in this first quarter. Now a steal for Afton, and Palizzi will bring it down the floor. Nice hands there by Winans and Palizzi to deflect that away. 5:15 to go, first quarter. 5-0 lead for BG over the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. And Koss, with a nice little crossover, gets into the paint. And now we'll have a jump ball as she tried to go up and got tied up with Selfridge. Possession arrow will stay with Afton. 5:09 to go, first quarter. 5-0 lead for BG off a three-pointer from Canestra and then a two-pointer from Selfridge. Afton inbounds the ball, but it was too tall there for Brittany Palmatier. But Afton will go into the backcourt and scoop it up with Shikari Koss. Lost it as she brought it forward, but will have a foul, this one against Bainbridge-Guilford, with 5:07 to go in the first quarter. Our first foul of the contest, and this one will go against Abby Miller. In case you're just tuning in here, folks, BG a 5-0 lead over Afton, and the new rule this year in girls basketball is 5 fouls per quarter. When you get to the 5th foul, you're automatically shooting 2. They reset it every quarter. So just in case you're following the old foul rules, not that way anymore. Kind of a new test that New York State is trying out. Koss to the left side as Afton in the white with the black and red trim goes right to left. Koss a jumper, and she got it. Shikari Koss with the first 2 points of the night for Afton cuts it to a 3-point lead, 5-2, with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Here's Canestra, left side, closely guarded by Koss. And into the corner now, skipping it across the top of the defense. Miller down low, Selfridge on the right block, off the glass, in, and she's fouled. Abby Selfridge with 4 points. She's off to a much better start tonight than against Delhi. She just couldn't find her shot the other night. And we all know she's a fantastic player. Was starting by the time BG got to the sectional finals last year as an eighth grader. And big things ahead for her. She's only a freshman this year. 4:35 to go, first quarter. The old-fashioned three-point play perhaps coming up here for Selfridge. She's at the line. Shot is up off the front rim, no good. Palmatier, the rebound. Megan Palmatier puts it back up, no good. And Koss comes down with the loose change for Afton. So it's BG 7, Afton 2, with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Here's Koss across the big Afton Central logo at midcourt. Finds Alford for 3 downtown. This one off the mark, no good. Rebound for Selfridge of BG. And here come the Lady Bobcats. Ahead for Megan Palmatier off the glass. Got it. And Megan Palmatier, her first 2 points of the night. She was our Dynamic Defense Award winner against Delhi on Wednesday. Gets her first 2 points, and it's 9-2 with 4 minutes to go first quarter. And now Palmatier with some good defense, tipping it out of bounds, and we'll have a whistle. Afton going to the bench as Abby Bullier coming into the contest now for the Lady Crimson Knights. And Brittany Palmatier will go to have a seat to rest up for Afton. 4 minutes to go, first quarter, BG 9, Afton 2. Koss has it outside the three-point line, right wing, and she's fouled. Becca Reyes back into the contest now for Bainbridge-Guilford. So Bob Conway not afraid to sub in and out here freely in the first quarter. That's the second team foul against BG, one against Afton, if you're keeping track of those. And here's Alex Alford. Alford for Palizzi, is knocked away, and Palmatier down the court finds Canestra off the glass and in. So Canestra with an early game-high 5 points. BG leads 11-2 with 3:45 to go first quarter. Here's Palizzi at half court. Nice little crossover move. Finds Keenan Winans down low on the right block. Here for Bullier. Ball on the floor. Palizzi saved it, and then it was knocked out of bounds. And possession will go back to BG. Nice job there by Paige Palizzi to just go flying into that pile to try to get the ball back for Afton. Actually dug it out of there and flipped it over her shoulder, but it trickled out of bounds before Winans could get there. 3.5 to go, first quarter. It's 11-2. Bainbridge-Guilford on the road on top of Afton. Here's another three ball coming here for BG. Miss, but Palmatier gets the rebound, puts it off the glass and in. She's got 4 points. And it's 13-2 with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Palizzi down the right side, crosses the half-court mark, gets it down into the right-wing corner. Crimson Knights trying to set up shop here. Koss for 3. Got it. Downtown for Shikari Koss, and she's got 5 points now. It's 13-5 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Downtown Charlie Brown there for Koss. 2:55 to go in this opening frame, and BG with a 13-5 lead. Reyes finds Canestra. Another three ball for her. Got it. Nothing but net there, and Canestra's got 8 points. And for just a sophomore, she is fitting in nicely this year for Bainbridge-Guilford at 16-5 with 2:35 to go first quarter. Palizzi down the right side will have a foul against Bainbridge-Guilford. This one going on Corey Thornton, another freshman, checked into the game here. Her first foul. 2:36 to go, first quarter, 16-5 is the score. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Apton, and Koss will inbounds in front of the Bainbridge-Guilford bench. Gets it in now for Keegan Winans at the top of the key. Winans to the left side, works it down low, but we're going to have a traveling violation here against Bullier. And back the other way here for the Lady Bobcats. Selfridge will inbound the ball. And Canestro with a game-high 8 points will bring it up the floor. A young lineup here for head coach Bob Conway, but you can see they played together all summer and they have it down pat. Now a steal as they tried to get the ball to the high post for Selfridge, and Palizzi comes away for Apton and dribbles down as she goes right to left. And Apton setting it up down the left wing. They trail 16-5, coming up on 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Palizzi thought about a deep three here with 15 on the shot clock, thought better of it, pulls it back out for Winans. Reyes is on Palizzi, and now a steal for Reyes down the left side. Ahead for Selfridge off the glass and in. And Abby Selfridge now with 6 points off the sweet assist there from Reyes, and it's 18-5. 1:45 to go in the first quarter. And here's Koss across half court, stolen away by Palmatier. Tippy towing along the out-of-bounds line to stay in, and Selfridge now will dribble down the floor to the left side. Selfridge finds Canestro again, who has a game-high 8 points so far for Bainbridge-Guilford. A minute and a half to go in the first, and it's 18-5. The Bobcats on top of the Lady Crimson Knights. And Thornton skips across the top of the defense, finds Megan Palmatier. Nice move up and in, and Palmatier has 6 points. We'll have a timeout taken by the Apton Lady Crimson Knights. So a 20-5 lead. BG on top of Apton in our girls' contest. The boys coming up later at 7:30 with a minute 19 to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 1:20 to go in the first quarter. We're live from Apton High School tonight. It's a doubleheader matchup. The girls game right now with Bainbridge-Guilford leading 20-5. Same two teams in the boys matchup later at 7:30. So we are your local sports basketball headquarters tonight. Apton will get the ball in, but quickly knocked out of bounds there by BG. So the Lady Crimson Knights will have another try at it here, and Palizzi will inbounds. Palizzi looking for some options, and we'll have a whistle by the Zebra Crew here. We'll see what this is. It's going to be a foul on Reyes. So they're saying that as Apton was making a cut to try to get to the inbounds pass, Reyes with a hold. So that will be the fourth foul against Bainbridge-Guilford in the quarter. Another one would mean Apton is going to the line with those new rules. And now Palizzi with the inbounds pass off the fingertips there of Casey East. She couldn't quite hold on, and the ball goes back to Bainbridge-Guilford with 1:12 to go first quarter, and it's 20-5. BG on top of Apton. It's been a healthy dose of Selfridge, Megan Palmatier, and Jillian Canestra for BG. Bainbridge-Guilford gets it in. Ball loose in the paint. We'll have a jump ball, and possession will stay with the Lady Bobcats as Koss got tied up with Selfridge. So 1:07 to go first quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight. Also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Here's Canestra at the foul line, left wide open, and she's into double digits as she drains the jumper. She has 10 points. It's 22-5. Under a minute to go now in the first quarter, exactly 50 seconds, as Palizzi brings it down the floor to the right side in front of the BG bench. Passes now for Shikari Koss at the top of the key. Closely guarded here in this man-to-man. Apton working around the outside, finding Palizzi. Palizzi now got around Reyes and then dribbled it off the side of her leg there and out of bounds. Good move, though, to get around Reyes. And had the speed, looked like she was going to be in for the layup, just lost the handle. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. It's 22-5, BG on top of Apton. Canestra to the left side, finds Megan Palmatier in front of the Apton bench as BG goes left to right. Reyes from downtown, off the mark, no good. Off the rebound, it's still kept in. Koss now trying to save it, but it will stay with BG. The shot was short, skimmed the rim a little bit, and then looked like it was going to bounce out of bounds. Koss tried to save it, but instead it trickled out. BG head coach Bob Conway takes a timeout to draw up a play. We'll take a break for 30 seconds. BG 22, Afton 5. We'll be right back on CDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch, and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado. Energy for every part of life.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We'll see what Coach Conway drew up in the half in the timeout. Excuse me. They get a shot for Reyes. No good. It's the rebound for Corey Thornton, and she's fouled. 14 seconds to go, first quarter, live from Afton High School. It's 22-5, BG on top of Afton, in our doubleheader game tonight on CDO. As we'll have the boys' game at 7:30, girls' game wrapping up the first quarter right now, and it's been a healthy dose, again, of Selfridge, Canestra, and Palmateer for BG. Palmateer with 6, Canestra with 10, and Selfridge with 6 for the Lady Bobcats. Thornton at the line, but the officials over at the table having a quick word with the scorekeepers, make sure everything's all hunky-dory over there. And 14 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Thornton now will get her foul shots. First one coming for Thornton, rattles in and out. Hit the rim 3 times and then bounced out. Second team foul on Afton, and they will clear the fouls at the end of the first quarter, reset them, and that's the way they'll do it this year for the girls. Second shot for Thornton is good, her first points of the evening. 23-5 with 10 seconds to go. Let's see what Afton can get off here with the final shot of the first quarter. They pass it down low for Palizzi. Goes up and she's fouled and will go to the line. Nice job there on a backdoor cut by Paige Palizzi. Was wide open and then BG had no choice but to hammer her as she went up for that layup. And so Palizzi will step to the line to shoot 2 with 6 seconds to go in this first quarter. Had 20 points and a big win the other night for Afton over Gilbertsville Mount Upton. First shot off the mark, no good for Palizzi, as she was chosen as an all-star in that very competitive Lawrence Pat Grasso tournament, which featured South Courtright, which is a team that went all the way to the Class D state finals last year. Second shot for Palizzi, no good. Rebound for Corey Thornton, ahead for Reyes. She's going to get a shot before the buzzer. Ahead for Canestra, no good. And that'll do it for the first quarter, with BG leading 23-5 over Afton. And so BG comes out hot. I mean, they only put up 30 points the other night against Delhi. Tonight they are finding the shooting range as they lead 23-5 against Afton here on the road. I'm Nate Lull. Second quarter coming up. You're listening to live Tri-County Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the second quarter from Afton Central School, 23-5. The BG Lady Bobcats are on top of the home team, the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. Here is Alex Alford. Back to the top of the key for Keegan Winans, and BG is still in this man-to-man. They get a steal, but then Abby Miller will travel, and possession goes right back to Afton. Afton's in the home white uniforms tonight with the black and the red trim. Says Afton in black lettering across the front of the uniform. BG's in the navy blue road uniforms with the white trim. Says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of their jerseys here tonight. And Afton going right to left on your radio dial to start things off here in the second quarter. Here's Wine's backdoor pass for Alford. Alford dribbles out now in the left corner on the baseline, triple threat position. Back up top here for Winans. Winans skips it across for Koss, but the pass was too tall into the BG bench. And we'll have a whistle, the ball going back to Bainbridge-Guilford. 23-5, the score with 7:28 to go in this second quarter. And BG will bring it up here with Rebecca Reyes. Reyes now to the right side. Gets it back, a little give and go with Miller, and into the corner for Thornton. Thornton, a little jumper, thought about it. Now passes back out to Reyes. 7:15 to go, second quarter. Selfridge in the lane. That one's too hard, and Koss is off to the races. Gets past half court. Good burst of speed. Koss, no good there, but the rebound is brought down and then fouled as Casey East. Good job on the trailer play and brings it down with 7:06 to go, second quarter, and Casey East, a freshman, going to the line. Four freshmen on this team here for Afton, and East making a good heads-up play there. To the line for the Lady Crimson Knights. That one off the mark, no good. Foul shots have not been the friend so far of Afton. So 23-5 the score. Afton trying to get back into this contest here before the halftime break. Stay tuned at the half. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Second shot for East of Afton, no good. Ball is loose, and Reyes will pick up the rebound. Has the basketball, brings it down the left side for Bainbridge-Guilford. Passing one to the right side for Thornton and back up for Reyes as they work it around the top of this 2-3 zone that Afton has fallen into now. Reyes at the top of the key, a little pump fake for Selfridge, left side in front of the Afton bench as BG goes left to right. 10 on the shot clock, down low, left block there for Selfridge, and she's fouled. 7 on the shot clock, and just good job by BG running the offense, being patient, getting it down low on the baseline, and then Selfridge, nice pump fake underneath, and she's fouled, will go to the line. Selfridge with 6 points here tonight, looking to add to it from the line. First shot coming up and in. Nothing but net there for Abby Selfridge. She has 7. So BG leads 24-5 as Molly O'Hara checks back in. And for not having a deep bench, there's only 3 on the bench here for BG head coach Bob Conway. He subs them in quite regularly and makes sure he keeps everybody fresh. Second shot for Selfridge. Again, nothing but net. That one barely even touched the net right through. She's got 8. Nice to see there. Good rotation, and it's 25-5. BG on top of Afton with 6:35 to go, second quarter. Winans with the ball. Finds East at the right elbow. Off the mark, no good. Rebound is ripped down here by Corey Thornton, just a freshman starting here for Bainbridge-Guilford. Thornton to the left side. Her pass is, again, too tall for Reyes, who jumped out of the gym to try to get that one but couldn't bring it down. So the ball back to Afton with 6:20 to go, second quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Palizzi back in the game after taking a brief rest. Winans left side, 3-ball. That one is good. Keegan Winans from downtown. Christmas come early there for Afton as she buries that one. Winans, her first bucket of the night. And we just take a quick break as they had to fix the net. Got stuck up in the cylinder there after the 3-ball goes through for Keegan Winans, and it's 25-8 now. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Corey Thornton back the other way. A 3-ball from the right side, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Zebra Cruz says it will stay here with the white and navy blue of Bainbridge-Guilford. 5:55 to go, second quarter. Afton going to the bench now as Brittany Palmatier will check back in, as well as Abby Bullier. So 25-8. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Afton. Good inbounds play. They find Selfridge. Open look, and the little jump hook won't go. Rebound loose on the floor, and Palizzi will come away and walk it up the floor here for Afton. With 5:45 to go before the halftime break, it's BG 25 and Afton 8 after a 3-ball in the last possession by Keegan Winans of the Lady Crimson Knights. Here's Winans, picked up her dribble in a tough spot. Selfridge is all over her. Winans gets it back now, is able to dribble, gets it to Palizzi. Palizzi, good drive here, but has her pocket picked by Selfridge, and back the other way. Selfridge off to the races. That one's good. Went in for the right-handed layup, and Selfridge now with 10 points. So it's 27-8 with 5:15 to go in the second quarter, and Bainbridge-Guilford leading Afton on the road in MAC girls action tonight on CDO. Winans with the ball as Afton goes right to left. They find Bullier right side. Bounce pass to Palizzi in front of the BG bench. Good entry pass down low. And a foul there as Alford caught that one on the right block and then was fouled. Beautiful entry pass there. Lofting it up over the head of the defense. Kind of faked the down low pass on the bounce. And then went up top And Afton will go to the line. They've struggled from the line. Have to turn that around here if you're the Lady Crimson Knights. 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. And here is Alex Alford. First shot from the line is up and off the mark. No good. For the player they call Taco here in Afton. That is her nickname, known by everybody in the local community. If you're an Afton fan, you certainly know that Alex Alford goes by Taco. So Taco to the line for her second shot as they trail 27-8. Excellent softball player, field hockey as well, and does her work inside the gym here in the wintertime. That one halfway down pops back up. So Alford there 0-2 from the line. 27-8 is the score. 4:55 to go second quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford on top. And Thornton will throw it away. And Bob Conway was sitting very comfortably on the bench and then popped up after that one goes out of bounds. Second straight possession, that's happened, and he certainly doesn't want to see that. So Afton with the ball now as they go right to left. Now for Palizzi on the left side. The jumper can't get it to go down for Paige Palizzi. Ball loose on the floor, chasing her own rebound, but it was out on the baseline and goes back to Bainbridge-Guilford. Boy, between Koss and Palizzi, if they can get those shots going, things could turn around in the second half or late in the second quarter here for Bainbridge-Guilford. They've had the open looks, just have not been able to connect yet. 27-8, BG has been able to connect, unlike the other night against Delhi, shooting much better. 4:20 to go, second quarter. Here is Thornton. That's a two ball, no good. Alford with the rebound, but Palmateer was there to strip it away, put it up and in, and she's got 8 points. So Megan Palmateer with 8, Jillian Canestro with 10, and Abby Selfridge with 10 so far tonight for the BG Lady Bobcats. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Pass down low for Palizzi. Jumper is short. And BG back the other way after they pick up the rebound. Ahead, Canestro finds Palmateer, and now a traveling violation against Megan Palmateer. 3:54 to go, second quarter. It's 29-8. Bainbridge-Guilford leading Afton on the road in a quad game today. What's that mean? Two JV games here in the same building, two varsity games in the same building. It's kind of becoming more of a thing. Delhi and Afton have been implementing it over the last couple of years. Perfect if you're a school with two gyms, which Afton has. You can play the JV games in one spot, the varsity in another, and just get a whole bunch of fans to your facility to watch all at once. 3:40 to go, second quarter. Jumper from the right side for Afton's Keegan Winans. No good. Palizzi into the land of the trees with the rebound. She came down with it, and then ball knocked out of bounds, but will stay with Afton. Palizzi is 5'3" and was going up against some 5'10", 5'11 girls in there, and somehow came down with it. Winans will inbounds, fakes it, now gets it to Palizzi in the left side corner, outside the three-point line, tries to dribble on the baseline. Had it knocked out there by Canestra. But again, possession will stay with Afton. They have 25 on the shot clock and 3:34 on the game clock. Second quarter, it's 29-8. BG on top of Afton. Winans again will inbounds. Palmateer is right in her face, trying to make it difficult. They get it to Koss. She gets into the lane, gets the jumper off the rim. No good, but we'll go to the line. Third team foul in the second quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford only one on Afton, and Koss will go to the line. So Afton, again, has been struggling here from the charity stripe. We'll need to turn that around to get back into this contest here. These are the free ones you have to try to make. Koss with a team-high 5 points so far, looking to add to it here. First shot is up and in for Shakari Koss. So she has 6. Reyes will check back into the game here for Bainbridge-Guilford after she took a short rest. 3.5 to go to our Maravito Energy Products halftime report. Off to the line, second one, up and in. Nothing but net there for the girl they call Shaq. And it's 29-10 with 3:30 to go in the second quarter. We got Shaq, we got Taco, we got all the nicknames here tonight for the Lady Crimson Knights of Afton. Three ball from Corey Thornton, left side. That one's good. Thornton with 4 points, and it's 32-10, Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Afton here on the road in Mac girls play. Palizzi with the pass, finds Koss down low. She lost it, though. Thornton comes away with the basketball. Nice little reverse to get it up to Reyes, who runs in front of the scorer's table on the far side. Back for Reyes, thought about a three. Instead, passes for Palmateer. A long two is good. Two-pointer for Palmateer, and she's into double figures. She has 10 points and a timeout for head coach Lacey Stanton and Afton. Bainbridge-Guilford leads Afton 34-10. 2:53 to go until halftime. We'll take a quick break. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:50 to go until the halftime break. It's 34-10. Nate Lull with you here on CDO, as the BG Lady Bobcats in control at the moment of this contest on the road at Apton. Here's Koss from downtown. No good. Alford with the rebound. Lost the handle, and BG comes away. 2.5 to go until the halftime break. And BG with the ball going left to right. They are in the navy blue with the white trim. And Reyes, the long three ball, can't get it to go. And the rebound is brought down by Apton as they go right to left. Here's Koss down the right wing. Dribbles in, and the shot is blocked there by Thornton. And then we will have a foul after those two got tied up. It's 2:16 to go in the second quarter. They will get that one on Koss as she was dribbling down the floor, lost the ball, and then tried to steal it back, but was whistled for the foul. So 2:10 to go in the second quarter. 34-10 is the score. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Apton. Apton has won two in a row. Trying to get back into this ball game here tonight. Palmateer, dribble drive up and in. Megan Palmateer now overtakes the game-high lead for points. She has 12. 1:55 to go before the halftime break. Palizzi at the half-court area on that Apton Central logo. Dribble drive to the right side. Lost it. Alford picks it up outside the three-point line. Loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball as Molly O'Hara and Alford got tied up. Both went tumbling down to the floor. Possession arrow gives it back to Bainbridge-Guilford. Selfridge will check in, and Thornton will have a rest for head coach Bob Conway and Bainbridge-Guilford. 1:42 to go before the halftime break. It's 36-10. Bainbridge-Guilford leading Apton on the road in this doubleheader matchup tonight. We have the girls right now. The boys will tip off about 7:30. We'll have a quick break in between the two games, play you some Christmas music, and we'll get back to basketball later tonight with the boys. Selfridge dribble drive, lost the handle there as Koss was in excellent defensive position. Knocked it away, ball out of bounds, and back to Apton. I'll give it to this Apton squad. They are still into this ball game, trailing 36-10 at the moment, but great energy, great hustle, diving on the floor, looking for loose balls. This is not a team that's going to go away quietly tonight here for the Lady Crimson Knights. Koss finds Palizzi at the top of the key as Apton setting up the offense. Pass down low, looking for Bullier. Bullier underneath, finds Palizzi. Shot no good, but the rebound for Casey East, and she puts it in. So that makes it 36-12 with 1 minute to go until our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. So BG with the ball going left to right. Selfridge, the freshman, to Reyes on the left side. And Reyes, folks, is just a junior. So Palizzi now skying for a rebound as Reyes chucks up a 20-foot jumper off the mark, no good. And again, into the land of the skyscrapers there. And the 5'3" Palizzi comes down with it. And to the right side as 20 on the shot clock and 35 on the game clock is Koss with a drive. This one off the glass, and the kiss is no good. And BG will take it back the other way with Selfridge. They could play for the last shot if they want. Looks like they'll push instead. Here's Molly O'Hara with the jumper from the right block. No good. And a rebound here for Koss, and she's off to the races. Turned into a little bit of a track meet here. Koss picks up her dribble, passes for Palizzi on the far side. Palizzi outside the three-point line is closely guarded here by Reyes. Back down low for Koss. Jumper. Can't get it to go. It died on the back rim. 5 seconds left now. Here's Selfridge down the floor. Can she get the jumper off in time? Pass to O'Hara. Got it. Molly O'Hara at the jumper puts it home. So she has 2 points, and that's going to do it for the first half. 38-12, Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Apton. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll give you the scoring summary, as well as talk about some of the other games around the neighborhood here tonight. We'll have the Sydney and Green boys game. We're going to want to have updates for you on that one, as that's going to be an excellent contest in the MAC up in Sydney tonight for sure. So we'll get you some updates from that. Again, at the half, our girls contest here tonight, 38-12, Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Apton. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more Halftime Show coming up here on WCDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado Energy for every part of life.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's our Marabado Energy Products Halftime Report live from Afton Central School. Our halftime score is 38-12, BG on top of Afton. And of course, our halftime report brought to you by Marabado, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Folks, I saw some flurries in the forecast, so maybe it's going to start to turn a little colder, and maybe we'll see some of that white stuff. Perfect time of year to call Marabado again at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. First, the scoring summary for Afton in the first half. They are led by 7 points from Shikari Koss, 3 from Keegan Winans, 2 from Casey East. So that is their point total of 12 on the side for Afton. On the other side for Bainbridge, a game-high 12 points for Megan Palmateer, 10 points for Jillian Canestra, 10 points for Abby Selfridge, 4 points for Corey Thornton, and 2 points for Molly O'Hara, including that nice jumper right there at the buzzer. A nice pass from Reyes found her, and that gave BG the 38-12 lead. They led 23-5 after the first. I think if you're Afton, you're in the locker room right now, you've had some chances. Just shots aren't falling at the moment. You've had some opportunities from the foul line as well, and that hasn't worked out so well. Just have to try to get back into this ball game the best you can. And if you can continue to get to the foul line, I think that's one thing. They've been very successful on the dribble drive, getting down low, getting to the line. And with the way the new foul system is, boy, you could be getting to the line early and often in the third and fourth quarter, maybe start chipping away at this. But BG, a very quality team, going to be hard to do. But if I was Afton, I would continue to try to get to the basket with their quick guard play and see if you can draw some fouls. BG, as we said, only three girls, on the bench. And Bob Conway not afraid to rotate them in and out. But I wonder down the road for BG, if Selfridge or Canestra, Reyes or Palmateer, if somebody gets in foul trouble early on in a contest, how are they going to deal with that? Yes, They have players who can come in, and everybody off the bench plays very, very well for BG, but when you only have those eight girls, how is that going to affect you down the road? This is a team that made it all the way to the Section 4 Class C Finals last year before falling in the final contest there. And, boy, that was a team that I would have loved to have seen go on and play, because that would have set up Bainbridge-Guilford against Cooperstown in the quarterfinals. Cooperstown, the Section 3 representative. That would have been a great game up at Suco, I think. And, you know, Cooperstown went on to win the New York State Finals in Class C last year for girls. And you have to wonder, what if BG had played Cooperstown? Could it have been BG's year with all the pieces they had last year? You just don't know. Those are things that we'll never know, but had a heck of a run last year, won the MAC over Delhi in February, and just ran the table in the tournament, got all the way to the finals before falling, and that was a great game. Just, again, it was a night where they just couldn't get their shots to fall down at Broome County Arena. That's a tough place to play if you've either had the opportunity to play there or you've gone to see a game. You know, it kind of feels a little cavernous. No, they have the hockey glass still there, and the court is great, but you're way down in there. The background with the seats and everything, very difficult to shoot, and I think that kind of threw BG for a loop last year. That would be my guess from talking to some of the players and head coach Bob Conway, but it's a team that's poised to make a run. They've had a very tough schedule to start the year, challenging themselves against some bigger schools, and they certainly have the tools to maybe repeat as MAC champions. But again, UV, Sydney, Delhi are all going to be right there to challenge them along the way. We saw Sydney last week in a non-league game against Edmiston look very, very good play. 10 or 11 girls, almost everybody scored. They're a team that is going to be a force to be reckoned with. Same thing with Delhi. They play 9, 10, 11 girls, and they are going to be a very good team too. So MAC girls basketball is going to be great this whole year long. On the other side for Athens, again, a lot of great athletes, just not their night so far tonight shooting the ball. Like I said, Paige Palizzi had 20 points the other night against Gilbert Swellmont Upton and was an all-star in that tournament. She's held off the score sheet here in the first half, but I don't think that's going to stay that way. She's had some open jumpers. They're going to start to fall. She's a good shooter, and good shooters know that you just have to keep shooting. The first one's going to go down, and then you're going to get on a roll. All right, we'll take a break. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Call them today, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Isn't it frustrating when you can't find a gift for that person who has everything? Well, I have the answer. A gift card from Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney. Everyone loves Roma's, friends, family, and coworkers. And through Christmas Eve, buy a $50 gift card and get a $20 gift card absolutely free. Remember, Roma's for your holiday gatherings and catering needs, too. So stop in today and finish that Christmas shopping and save some cash, too. Remember, buy a $50 gift card and receive a $20 gift card free. Now through Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Roma's, Union Street in Sydney.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back to Afton Central School. It's our doubleheader Friday, folks. We are doing five games in four nights this week. We had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll have two games tonight. This is the first game of our doubleheader as we get set for the start of the second half. The BG girls leading the Afton girls 38-12. The Bobcats over the Lady Crimson Knights here. Our boys game will be coming up about 7:30, and that's set to be a good one as well. I think it's going to be a very competitive contest for the boys game tonight. Could go either way. Trevor Halliquist or Sean Jones for BG gets hot. they could jump out to an early lead, but Kyle Hinman on the other side for Afton is a very talented player, averaging over 20 points a game, and he just continues to be a force. So he's going to be tough, and if somebody like Joe Devona or Connor Graven Briggs gets hot tonight from three-point land, you never know. We did a game here last year. This was probably one of the best games we did all year in terms of just pure entertainment. It was Walton and Afton, 24 three-pointers in the guys' game. It was just unbelievable. Anybody who shot a three in that game was nailing it. So that was a lot of fun. You never know when you're going to see a night like that. Start of the third quarter here as double zero, Shikari Koss will inbounds the ball directly in front of our CDO broadcast booth. Turns around, gives us a smile there. There we go. So we'll get started here as Afton goes left to right. The home white uniforms with the red and the black trim says Afton in black lettering across the front of the uniform. BG in the navy blue with the white trim says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of those jerseys tonight. So let's see what Afton can get going. Maybe this will be a good start. Koss with the jumper. Can't quite get it to go. Palizzi with the save, but it goes right into the hands there of Abby Selfridge. And ahead comes Bainbridge Guilford. Palmateer got it. Left-handed layup is good, and she has a game high. Megan Palmateer, 14 points. 7.5 to go, third quarter. It's 40-12. Bainbridge Guilford on top of the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. Good student sections on both sides here tonight. A lot of college students home, just getting done with their final exams, coming home to represent their hometowns over in the student section. Here is Alford. Finds Keegan Winans, and she just lost the handle. Couldn't quite get to it. Out of bounds, and the ball goes back to Bainbridge Guilford. 7:15 to go, third quarter. It's 40-12, and Selfridge will inbounds the pass here to Jillian Canestra, who will bring him down the floor. Canestra going right to left for Bainbridge Guilford as they set up the offense. They want to go down low to Selfridge. Turnaround shot, and Selfridge is fouled and will go to the line. Selfridge, just a freshman, again started on that team last year late in the season and went to the Section 4 Class C finals. Heck of a volleyball player as well. Just an all-around great athlete, and just to think that she's only a freshman, we're going to see a lot of Abby Selfridge over the next couple of years for Bainbridge Guilford. First shot coming for Selfridge. Just rims out, no good. I think one of the best things about Abby Selfridge is she's just very, very quiet. You wouldn't ever know because she's not going to talk about herself, and I think she's probably the best-kept secret locally. Because she's such a great player. She's young. People are just discovering her. She makes this second foul shot here. She's got 11, but doesn't really brag about anything she does. Just a quiet player who wants to come and go to work and get it done for Bob Conway and this team. 41-12 is the score. BG on top. Palizzi with a shot from the foul line. This one just a little short. Rebound is tipped out of bounds and will go back to Bainbridge Guilford. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. 41-12 is the score. And BG brings it down the floor, and Reyes to the right side, outside the three-point line. Pump fakes, now finds Megan Palmateer with about a 15-foot jumper off the rim, no good. Alford rips down the rebound here for the Lady Crimson Knights, looking for a guard on the outlet pass to get it to. Finds Koss right at half court, down the right wing as Afton goes left to right. Koss at the top of the key, finds Keegan Winans. Triple threat position here, dribbles to the top of the key now. Bounce pass back for Koss, dribbles in the lane, little floater, off the back rim, no good. Koss gets her own rebound down in the land of the tall people there and gets it back out for Palizzi. Her jumper is no good. Just skimmed the rim on that right side, and now Winans with a rebound. Good rebounding by the Lady Crimson Knights. Here's a pump fake for Koss, dribble drive, off the glass, no good. Couldn't get it to go. Selfridge the rebound, and again, Selfridge and Palizzi colliding with one another. Ball tipped out of bounds and will stay with Afton with 6 minutes to go in this third quarter. Bodies flying everywhere as those two teams fighting for the rebound. BG leads Afton 41-12. It's the first game of our doubleheader. The girls here first. The boys' game coming up about 7:30. Alford down low. Turnaround shot now as she passed it to Brittany Palmateer. It was partially blocked, and BG comes down the floor going right to left. On the left wing, Megan Palmateer, a little scoop shot in the lane, got it. Palmateer has 16, that's a game high. It's 43-12 with 5:40 to go in this third quarter. And now Afton on the inbounds pass, throws it away. There's a little miscommunication there, and it's knocked out of bounds. 43-12 is the score here in this third quarter. Bainbridge Guilford in control here again to start this second half, and just a team, again, that's loaded with talent. and should be a force to be reckoned with in any game in the MAC this year. Here's Reyes for three on the right side. That one's too hard off the rim, no good. Reyes is still looking for her first points of the night. Someone who's usually into the double-figure range. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Koss for three, right side. High arcing shot is good. Dialing long distance is Sha'Carri Koss, and she's got 10 points. 43-15 is the score with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Reyes passes down low for Selfridge. Turnaround jumper, she's fouled, and will go to the charity stripe. 5:11 to go, third quarter. It's 43-15, and Selfridge will go to the line to shoot two for BG. So five games in four nights this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then the two games tonight. It's been a great week here on CDL for local high school hoops. We hope you've been able to join us. First shot for Selfridge off the front rim, no good. You can tell she has been really working on these foul shots. Very deliberate with her form. Good-looking rotation. Second shot coming. 5:11 to go in this third quarter. They did struggle from the line the other night. Done a much better job here tonight, but still I'm sure Bob Conway would want more. Second shot up and good for Selfridge. And she has 12. 44-15 is the score. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Palizzi with the ball up the floor. Passing over for Abby Bullier, and Bullier tries a bounce pass into the high post, knocked away. Corey Thornton going coast to coast, up and in. Corey Thornton with 6 points, and it's 46-15 with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. And Palizzi again at the point guard position now as they give Koss and Winans a break for the Lady Crimson Knights. And some of these new players, four freshmen on this Afton team, are getting some of these valuable minutes as we'll have an up-and-down call here against the Lady Crimson Knights. That was Abby Bullier. And this is what head coach Lacey Stanton wants to do, getting some of these younger players in. And these are the type of games, when you're trailing like this, you can go in and learn some valuable lessons and certainly step up for the future. Reyes with a long three ball. This is no good. Palmatier the rebound, but she's fouled. She brought it down directly underneath the basket, then went in for the right-handed layup and will go to the line. Megan Palmatier with 16 points. Standing 5'7", just a sophomore, wearing number 25. Had a heck of a year last year every time we saw her on CDO. And she'll get this one to go. She's got 17. Was our Dynamic Defense Award winner the other night. Palmatier, standing 5'7", had to guard Allison Hannigan for Delhi, who's 6'1". I just thought Palmatier did a spectacular job. Second shot is in. She's got 18. I know she worked really hard in the offseason as well. Wanted to get into better shape. She said that to us at the end of softball last year, and did a lot of running this summer and just some lifting of weights, just everything she could for a workout program to try to get stronger and faster here for this season, and it shows. Palmatier now diving on the floor, gets a steal, and BG off to the races. Corey Thornton got it. Left-handed layup is good for Thornton, and she's got 8 points, and it's 50-15 with 4 minutes to go in this third quarter as Palizzi will walk it up the floor down the left side. Afton trying to get something going, and again, folks, Afton has run the offense pretty well. They've had some good shot opportunities, but again, the shot's just not falling here tonight here for the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. 3:50 to go, third quarter. And Palizzi will inbound directly in front of our broadcast booth here as Afton trailing in the third quarter. Palizzi looking to get the ball in, and she will here to Bullier. Palizzi on the right side, closely guarded by Rebecca Reyes. Ball is at half court. Reyes with the steal now from Palizzi. Ahead now for Thornton. Up and in. All of a sudden, Corey Thornton went from having 4 points to 10 in about a two-minute span as she has gotten three layups here in the last couple of minutes for the BG Lady Bobcats. It's 52-15. Bainbridge Guilford on top of Afton with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Here is Palizzi as she's fouled, and she'll go to the line. Nice job there by Page to dribble down that left side and just try to get to the hoop. We talked about that during the halftime break. In the first half, they had a lot of success getting to the line, had a little trouble hitting the foul shots, but they did have some success. Just quick guards here with Koss and Winans and Palizzi. So first shot coming here for Paige Palizzi, just the junior. 52-15 the score, 3:20 to go third quarter. This one up and rims out. Just hasn't been her night from the line or the floor in terms of getting the shots to fall. Still looking for her first points of the night. We know she can score. As I said, a couple different times. She had 20 the other night against GMU. Second shot coming. This one off the front rim, no good. And the violation will go against Afton. And so BG will get the ball back. Seen a lot more violations called this year. They've been very picky on that, the officiating crew. Not saying there's anything wrong with it, but you just are seeing that call a lot more this year. BG with the ball down the floor, and they step out of bounds. So the possession going back to Afton with 3:12 to go here in the third quarter. It's 52-15. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. The boys' game coming up next at 7:30. Should be a real good contest to finish off our doubleheader Friday on CDO. And now a traveling violation against Abby Bullier with 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Koss is going to come back into the contest, as well as four other starters. So let's see who else is going to come in here for Afton. That'll be Winans coming back in, as well as Brittany Palmatier, Alex Alford. Belizzi is going to have a seat over on the bench, get her rest, and get back into the contest. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 52-15. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Afton. Reyes to the top of the key now, looking for Canestra, who started this game hot. Passes down low for Palmatier. Turnaround shot, this one won't fall. Corey Thornton with 10 points. Rebound, back out for Palmatier. Can't get it to go down again, and a rebound for Alex Alford. Down the right side as Afton goes left to right. Alford with a running jumper, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line. Afton, again, has had success when they've been able to dribble in, but they just haven't been able to hit from the line tonight. They've been able to draw those fouls, though. 2:37 to go, third quarter, 52-15. Bainbridge-Guilford leading Afton here in the first game of our doubleheader tonight. Alford is to the line looking for her first points. First one is up and off the rim, no good. Alford had 13 in a win over Deposit here on Tuesday night as they defeated the Lady Lumberjacks 50-38. So another Afton starter who has just not been able to hit tonight. Second shot coming here for Alford. This one is up and in. Nothing but net there for Alford, and it's 52-16 with 2:35 to go in this third quarter. Taco gets the second one from the line to go. And here is Reyes for Palmatier. Nice pass for Selfridge down low. Up off the rim, no good. Selfridge, her own rebound. Can't get it to go, but she'll go to the line. Selfridge has 12 points here tonight. Canestra has 10. Thornton with 10. And Palmatier with 18. Becca Reyes with no points. I mean, she doesn't need them at this point in the contest in terms of the team game, but normally someone you see draining some threes from downtown, but has been more of a passer and a distributor here tonight. Selfridge to the line. This one no good. 2:24 to go in the third. It's 52-16. Selfridge with the second shot coming. Takes a deep breath. Trying to get these to go. Second shot. This one up off the front rim. No good. Koss with the rebound. And a track meet breaking out here as Koss brings it down the floor but lost the handle. Now bodies flying everywhere as Canestro was in there. Alford was in there. Let's see who touched the ball last. And it will be touched by Afton, so BG will get it back with 2:15 to go here in the third quarter. BG 52, Afton 16. Reyes with the ball now as BG goes right to left. She's in front of the BG bench on that right side. Canestra, top of the three-point line as Afton is switched up to the 2-3 zone. And here's Thornton. Dribble drive left side. Corey Thornton is blocked, but Selfridge the rebound. Cleans up the mess and puts it home. She has 14. 1:50 to go here in this third quarter. 54-16 is the score. And Afton now with Koss down the right side. Looking to set up the offense. BG still in the man-to-man here. And it's been a tough night defensively as BG has just been everywhere. Very, very active with their quick guards. Koss now with a dribble drive. She's got 10. Passes over to the far side, but is ripped away by Palmatier. And then Palmatier will travel and give the ball right back to the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. They will inbound underneath their own basket with 1:28 to go in this third quarter. Boys game coming up at 7:30. You're not going to want to miss that, folks. So Afton now with the ball. They'll get it to Alford at the high post. Dribble drive. This one is no good. Taken down by BG. Down the left wing they go. Ahead now for Reyes, and this one is knocked away. Koss with the rebound, fighting hard for it, but Palmatier will scrape it up, and BG has it. Back out for Reyes, three ball, no good. Selfridge with the rebound. Selfridge, back for Palmatier. Palmatier wants to go up with it, had nowhere to go. tried a little scoop shot underhand, couldn't get it. But BG comes down with the rebound. Again, they try to go to Palmateer down low, and the pass was too tall for her. Knocked out of bounds. So we're under a minute to go in the third quarter. 57 seconds left. It's 54-16. Bainbridge Guilford on top of Apton here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. And here's Shakari Koss with a jumper from the right side. She got it, and she has 12 of Apton's 18 points. Nice job by Koss. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 54-18. BG with the ball going right to left. Canistra finds Reyes. Down low for Palmateer. Nice cut pass for Selfridge. No good. Thornton a rebound, but Alford was there. Took it away from her and then got fouled. Nice job by Alford there. Just came flying out of nowhere. Stole it back from Thornton and then got fouled. Right place, right time there for Alex Alford. 26 seconds to go. Third quarter. It's 54-18. Bainbridge Guilford leading the Apton Lady Crimson Knights here live from Apton High School tonight on CDO. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along. Koss with a jumper in the lane. Another good look. Just couldn't get it to go. 15 seconds to go. Third quarter. Bobcats coming ahead. Palmateer on the right wing. Back across for Canistra. Jumper is short. Followed her own shot. Good fundamentals there, but then it was taken away. Here comes Koss with 3 seconds to go. The jumper at the buzzer. No. Hit the glass, hit the front of the rim, and then bounced out. So the score at the end of the third quarter, BG 54 and Apton 18. We'll be right back, fourth quarter coming up. Again, 54-18 is the score, BG on top of Apton. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live Tri-County Basketball tonight on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the fourth quarter here on CDO of this girls' contest tonight between Bainbridge Guilford and Apton. BG will have the ball and a 54-18 lead to start the fourth quarter. Here's Abby Selfridge as BG goes right to left and finds Abby Miller at the top of the key for Molly O'Hara in front of the BG bench. Skips it back across the top of the 2-3 zone for Selfridge. Now for Palmateer. Off the front rim, no good. And Palizzi back into the game. Rips down a rebound. Palizzi down the left side. Finds Alford. Dribble drive. Alford can't get it to go. Hit the rim twice and again wouldn't go down. Palmateer picks up the loose change. It's been that kind of night for Apton. Great offense. Great move. Can't get the shot to go. 7:25 to go, fourth quarter. Palmateer now thought about a three. Didn't pull the trigger, though. Gets it back up for Selfridge as BG sets up the offense. Back for Palmateer. This time she wants it. Foot was on the line, but no good. Koss with a rebound. And Koss again sprinting down the floor. High arcing jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound out of bounds. And back to BG. Boy, that one was up in the rafters there for Koss. Has that high arc and the flick of the wrist. Couldn't get it to go. 7 minutes to go. Fourth quarter. Bainbridge Guilford 54. Apton 18. Girls basketball tonight on CDO. Boys game to follow at 7:30. Now for Selfridge outside the three-point line. Up for Miller. Back for Selfridge. Three-pointer. Far side. Off the rim. No good. Winans will pull down the rebound and walk it forward with Palizzi. Palizzi will set up the offense. And to the right side she goes. Finds Koss. And Koss now for Keegan Winans. Still a good crowd here on hand. Watching this girls' game and waiting for the boys' game at 7:30. And now down low for Alford. Turnaround shot up and in. So Alex Alford with 3 points. 54-20 with 6:20 to go fourth quarter. Selfridge, a dribble drive into the paint, kicks it out for Palmateer, down low. Jenna Norberg into the game. She drives into the paint. Turnaround right-handed hook is no good. And the Zebra Crew saying that one was deflected, so it will stay with Bainbridge-Guilford. 6:10 to go in the fourth. 54-20 is the score. Bobcats get it inside for Palmateer at the right block. Turnaround shot and a foul. Well, that one was good defense, I thought, by Brittany Palmateer on Megan Palmateer. But instead, the BG's version of Palmateer, Megan, will go to the line with 6:07 to go in this fourth quarter. So Megan Palmateer with 18 could maybe make it 20 here if she can get two. First shot up and in for Megan Palmateer. She's got 19. One away from hitting the 20 mark. She had 9 the other night against Delhi, earned our Dynamic Defense Award against the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Second shot is up and in. Nothing but net there for Megan Palmateer. She's got 20. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 56-20. BG on top of Afton. Here's Koss, who has a team-high 12 points for the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. They get it down low and a foul here on Jenna Norberg as Afton tried to get the ball into Brittany Palmateer. 5:54 to go, fourth quarter. So let's look at the team foul situation. Of course, they clear them every quarter now with the new rule. So that's the first team foul on Bainbridge-Guilford, and there's one on Afton as well. Alford gets into the paint here and is fouled with 5:51 to go, fourth quarter. So she'll go to the line for two. And that's been the recipe for success tonight for Afton. And when they have been able to score, they've gone to the dribble drive, they've gotten inside, they've gotten some fouls, but they just have not been able to hit the foul shots tonight. First shot coming here for Alex Alford. Taking her time. First shot is up and in. So Alford now with 4 points. Much to the delight of the Crimson Knight faithful here. Second shot coming now for Alford. Again, taking her time here with the white, black and red trim for the Lady Crimson Knights. Second shot is up for Alford. Off the rim, no good. Ball deflected out of bounds and will stay with Bainbridge-Guilford. So 5:50 to go now, fourth quarter, folks. 56-21 the score. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. BG going right to left. They get it down low for Jenna Norberg. She got tied up with Alford. Ball was ripped out of Nordberg's hands, out of bounds, and will stay with the BG Lady Bobcats. Selfridge will inbounds underneath the basket. Looking to get it underneath there, but Koss was there to pick off a pass down the left side. She has Palizzi, gets it to her. The jumper is no good. Couldn't get it to go, and Megan Palmateer was there to scoop up the basketball for the Bobcats. Selfridge will skip it across the top of the zone for Abby Miller. Almost was picked off there by Palizzi. And Afton just continuing to play in-your-face defense here in the zone. They are not giving up in this contest in this fourth quarter. 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Norberg, a turnaround shot. No good. Selfridge, a rebound. She can't get it to go. Ball is loose. Palizzi comes out of there and a jump ball. Possession will go back to the Crimson Knights with 5:07 to go, fourth quarter. 56-21 the score. BG on top of Afton, in case you're just joining us. Palmateer and Selfridge will have a seat. So BG in the game right now with O'Hara, Norberg, Reyes, Miller, and Thornton. Back the other way for Afton with Palizzi, Alford, Winans, Koss, and Brittany Palmateer. Here's Alford with a jumper right side, no good, and Thornton with the rebound for Bainbridge-Guilford with 4:50 to go in this fourth quarter. And Corey Thornton, just a freshman, little give and go back to Thornton from Abby Miller. Miller left side looking for some options, dribble drive, finds Molly O'Hara in the corner. O'Hara, the sophomore, will skip it back across for Reyes. Give and go back to O'Hara. Jumper is good. Molly O'Hara now with 4 points. And it's 58-21 with 4:27 to go in this fourth quarter. Nice jumper there by O'Hara. Almost everybody has scored here tonight for Bainbridge-Guilford. Koss thought about a three. Didn't pull the trigger. Gave it back to Winans. She will. Her three ball is just off the front of the rim. Didn't quite have enough mustard to get there, and BG with the rebound with 4:10 to go. They lead 58-21. And Reyes now will set up the offense against the 2-3 zone of the Lady Crimson Knights. A little give and go inside the lane there for Miller, and she got tied up with Alford. will have a whistle and a jump ball. We'll keep it with Bainbridge-Guilford. 3:57 to go, fourth quarter. In between the two games here, folks, we'll have a little Christmas music before we get you back for the boys' game. And don't forget about our three awards for offense, defense, and our all-purpose award in our post-game show here tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance. So stay tuned for our post-game show awards, too. 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. BG with the ball. Reyes in the paint. Back out for O'Hara. Jumper is short. No good. Rebound is scooped up there by Thornton, and she has 12. So Corey Thornton with a big second half. She had 4 at the break, 8 points in the second half, and it's 60-21. Afton behind here on their home floor. Here's Alford for 3. Koss with the rebound. Back to the basket looking for some options. Koss now gets it to Palizzi with the drive, and she's fouled. And again, I know I've said this several times tonight, but this is where Afton has been successful. Maybe you take a page out of tonight's game, and you take it into the future. You say, hey, we know that we can drive. We know we have the speed and the ability to get to the bucket. Just got to work on those foul shots, and there's going to be a lot of other nights where these shots would go down, and this is a much closer game. 3:15 to go in this fourth quarter. Afton looking to get the ball in, and they have it to Koss. Koss in the corner for Winans. Winans outside the three-point line, trying to go inside, looking for Amber Robertson, who was posting up for Afton, but it was tipped away. And Reyes is off to the races here for Bainbridge-Guilford to the left side for Thornton. She wants a 3, dials it up, no good. It was short. Molly O'Hara, the rebound. Miller with the right-handed layup, no good, and a foul with 2:56 to go. And the foul here will be on Abby Miller as she was getting feisty for that rebound. 2:56 left. Fourth quarter now, 60-21 the score, and Afton will inbound. Palizzi will get the ball to Shakari Koss, and Shaq will walk it up the floor. Looking to set up the offense here. Koss, a senior, standing 5'3". Again, part of this big-time softball legacy at Afton. She's looking to make a legacy here on this 3, but that one was no good. That one was from about Bainbridge. Down Route 7, that one was a real deep one and just couldn't go. And now Molly O'Hara with the jumper the other way, but she'll travel. 2:33 to go, and it's 60-21. BG on top of the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. Talked about a lot of these Afton girls are still playing softball this time of year, traveling all the time, trying to play basketball too, keep up with their academics. I really don't know when they have time to sleep, because they are certainly doing a lot of different activities and putting in the time that it takes to be successful. BG now with a steal, and Corey Thornton down the right side. Thornton all the way off the glass and in. Corey Thornton has 14, trying to sneak her way in on an award here maybe tonight. 2 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Here is Palizzi with the baseline drive. The jumper off the mark, no good. That one just would not go down at the side of the rim, and a rebound for Reyes of Bainbridge-Guilford with 1:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Funny, this summer we saw Reyes and Koss and Palizzi all play on a 3-on-3 basketball tournament together. So they know each other very, very well and know all those moves. Probably hard to sneak over any type of a move or anything on any of those three tonight on each other when they've been guarding each other. It's been fun to watch. 1:35 to go, fourth quarter. 62-21 the score. BG missing a shot there, tipped out of bounds. Possession goes back to Afton. Have our post-game show coming up with our three awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose, and the boys' game at 7:30. So you can take a little break. Maybe you're decorating the tree, wrapping those presents up tonight. Maybe you're driving to a Christmas party. So we'll have you updated on all your scores here tonight. We'll also keep an eye on that Sydney and Green boys contest, two of the great teams in the MAC this year, Sydney and Green. I think those two would certainly be there towards the end. We'll keep an update on that, as that will be down in Sydney here tonight. So 62-21 the score, 1:24 to go, fourth quarter. The BG Bobcat boys coming out here to start to get warmed up for their matchup with Afton here tonight. Of course, we'll keep an eye on Trevor Hallequist, Sean Jones, two of their leaders, as we did their game last week, where they pulled out a one-point victory over Derek Beers and the Franklin Purple Devils, 43-42. Came right down to the buzzer. That was a great game. 1:10 to go, fourth quarter, 62-21 the score. BG with the ball going right to left. Miller with the jumper. Can't get it to go. Now a jump ball, and it's going to go back to Afton. Nordberg for BG, and Bullier for Afton got tied up. And so with 1 minute to go, Afton will walk it up the floor. Shakari Koss with a team-high 12 points tonight will walk it up the floor one of the final times tonight. And I got to give it to Afton, folks. They have not quit this whole night. It has not been their night, foul shots or just hitting shots from the floor in general. But they'll have nights where they're going to get these same open looks and do these same things, and it's going to go down. They put up 50 the other night in a win against Deposit. And here it is. Paige Polizzi finally gets that first jumper to go down. So she gets her first bucket of the game, and it's 62-23. 35 seconds left. BG will get a win on the road in the MAC here after falling on Wednesday right here on CDO to Delhi. So this was a much-needed win tonight for the Lady Bobcats. And they'll get one to go down there with Jenna Nordberg on the right side baseline. 64-23 is the score. And Koss will walk it up the floor with the shot clock off for the last time here tonight for the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. Koss to the right side. Nice pass to the far side there, looking for Casey East, and she's fouled. So East was fouled and will go to the line. Casey East, just a freshman, standing 5'5", wearing number 15, with 10 seconds left. Actually, no, they're going to say that the shooter will be Amber Robertson. East and Robertson were both coming down with that rebound. I thought it was East who had it, but Robertson will go to the line, and she'll miss the first one. Robertson is a senior, 5'7", wearing number 14, misses her first foul shot, second one coming. See if Afton can put another one up here. This one off the mark, no good. Reyes will get the final rebound of the contest and bring it up the floor. BG is going to win this one here tonight. Let's see if they get one last shot off. To the far side, Reyes with a three at the buzzer, no good. 64-23, that is going to be our final score here tonight. BG defeating the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. Good rivalry matchup between these two teams. The boys game coming up. Don't forget our post-game show. After these quick messages, we'll have our offense, defense, and all-purpose awards. Again, the final 64-23, our award show coming up. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time here for the girls contest. You don't want to miss the boys contest. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes as part of our doubleheader Friday. But last time for the girls contest, BG defeating Afton 64-23 on the road. Let's do our scoring summary. First for Afton, they're led by 12 points from Shikari Koss, 4 points from Alex Alford, 2 points from Paige Polizzi, 3 from Keegan Winans, and 2 from Casey East. That's the scoring tonight here for Afton. For BG on the other side, a big 20 points from Megan Palmatier, 14 from Abby Selfridge, 14 from Corey Thornton. She had 4 at the half, 10 second-half points for 14, 10 for Jillian Canestra, 4 for Molly O'Hara. That's the scoring summary tonight for BG. Let's do our awards here now, folks, as the boys' contest starting to warm up. We'll get through our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, supporting local high school sports for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Megan Palmatier, 20 points, no question tonight from Bainbridge Guilford. Just did it all, got it down low, shot from the outside. She is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families at NBT Bank. NBT Mang Insurance, excuse me, we insure your life. We'll give that award to Bainbridge Guilford's Abby Selfridge tonight. 14 points for Selfridge. Did a little bit of everything. Rebounds, got to the line, steals. She's going to be a great player, folks. She's just a freshman, was on varsity last year. She gets our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight. The ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. Give this one to Afton's Shakari Cost tonight. 12 points to lead Afton. Hit some timely shots, played great defense, well-deserving Shakari Koss of Afton, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Again, the final 64-23, the BG girls defeating Afton. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back in just a few minutes for the boys' contest live from Afton Central School between BG and the Afton Crimson Knights. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.